Bringing the Senate Committee on Regional Affairs to order. It's Tuesday, February 20th, 2018. For the record, it's 3:31 p.m. We are in the Belts Committee Room of the Tom Stewart Building. Present today are Senators Hoffman, Senator Stedman, myself, Senator Bishop. Senator McKinnon is on other state business and will be with us momentarily. Senator Gardner is on other state business as well and will join us shortly. So, with that, Ann Crackleberg, Senate Records, Ms. Goodell, Kelsa, Teleconference Network, John Manley from my office. We know the cell phone drill. On our agenda today, we have a confirmation hearing for the Commissioner Designee, Mike Navarre, from the Department of Community Economic Development, and a bill that his department will introduce a little later, SB 180. And that is amending and repealing filing provisions of the Uniform Land Sales Practices Act. First, we'll have up Commissioner Navarre, and put yourself on the record. Welcome, and we'll fire away.
Thank you, Chairman. Bishop Mike Navarre. I'm the Commissioner Designee for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. I come to this job with a broad background in government, local government, state government, and private business. I bring my own biases and experiences to the job, just like all of you do, and I look forward to working with this committee and the legislature in the best interest of Alaska. And I'm prepared to answer questions.
Thank you. Questions from committee members? Senator Stedman.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's kind of nice having a nice short introduction so we don't go on for 20 minutes, you know. But your department is going to oversee the FEMA regulations or the FEMA program directed by the federal government. And I think there's some funds that come from the feds to the state to administer this program. And I was wondering if you're very familiar with that or as far as the flood zone issues, or and then I've got some comments.
Through the chair, Senator Stedman, I am familiar with the program because I just recently am removed from my job as mayor of the Kenai Peninsula Borough, where we did participate in the FEMA flood insurance program. So I know that there are some frustrations within our department. I think we accept some of the grant funds, but FEMA works directly and at the invitation of local communities with respect to the flood insurance program and their mapping process. I had some frustrations when I was mayor about local knowledge and the ability to sort of get that incorporated into the FEMA structure.
Right. Follow-up question. Yeah, just kind of the concerns that we're facing down here in the southeast. We have there's a pretty blatant interest that FEMA has to push development off the waterfront, including pilings and rock fills. And we've got thousands of homes, you know, that are pre-existing to these FEMA maps. A good majority of those then will not qualify under their height. And there's dealing with some of the older structures or current, I should say existing structures, there's a 50% rule, so you can't spend over 50% of the value of your building, or you have to come into compliance with FEMA. Well, if you can't raise your building because it's a concrete slab on grade, you don't have the ability to raise that structure. If you have a 50% loss and you have a higher probability of an automobile hitting your house or a fire, by far than you do any flood. If you have over a 50% loss, you've got to bring to compliance. You basically lose your building, lose your home, and the equity you have in it. So there's some concerns there dealing with FEMA and the extensive reach that they have where they link in mortgages, federal-backed mortgages to their program, and also restrict other or any other insurance products from coming in. They have to sign a non-competition agreement with FEMA. So they basically backed up communities to the, back them into a corner and restrict our development of our shorefront. And the point is the whole economy of my region is derived off of the shorefront. And without that, we're, you know, just a rock in the bay. So we're looking forward to your upcoming position as commissioner and further conversations on how we can work, our communities could work with the commission, commissioner's office, to try to mitigate this particular issue so we don't have the federal government restricting our ability to develop our shorefront. And a lot of the communities, I don't think, quite realize the magnitude of what they're signing up for when they voluntarily go into this program.
Thank you, through the chair. Senator Stedman, I agree. There's a sophistication level that's sometimes missing in that evaluation and when FEMA is invited in. But in order to participate in that program, you have to go along with their program or you're left outside it. As you are, I'm sure, undoubtedly aware, the FEMA requirements are a result of trying to get to a one-size-fits-all in terms of the overall flood insurance program, a disaster relief that we've seen mostly from the East Coast of the United States, and the fact that they don't have the same sort of waterfront and I guess they continue to rebuild in areas that are subject to significant storms. And the result of that is that every time it happens, the FEMA flood insurance program and the federal government ends up spending a bunch of money. And so they've tried to put some things in place that would try to reduce some of those costs. And the fact of the matter is that communities in Alaska are getting caught up in that and are not as prepared maybe as they should be to push back against the federal government. I would be happy to do some additional research into that subject and to see what we can do, but I think the dialogue with our congressional delegation is probably going to be our best avenue for seeing some movement.
Just follow up on that,
Senator Stedman.
I know it gets kind of more into detail as if you're, you know, the standing commissioner, but this is an issue that's been burning in my desk for several months. So you've got New Orleans that flooded. You've got Puerto Rico that got wiped out. You've got Houston that flooded. And they're looking to us to pay for it. Us being, you know, in remote parts of Alaska that don't have flood issues. And we've pulled the premiums collected and the claims paid. And the premiums are substantial and the claims paid since inception is near zero. For all practical purposes, there's one in Sitka and three or four in Ketchikan and half a dozen here in Juneau. And the ones in Ketchikan and here from a river. The one in Sitka was my house, came from the mountain. So we do have problems with that program as far as subsidizing outside states or states from the Gulf Coast, I should say. And we're put on the same analysis of all the entire West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington, and our coastline is substantially different. So we will be working with our federal delegation trying to help with that in Alaska Housing Finance Corporation on the lending side. So I just thought I'd take this opportunity because when I look at my region of the state and economic development, this is a silent kingpin that's sitting there that's going to frankly strangle us on the coast, and people are just becoming aware of it with letters of inclusion and a never-ending premium increase ranging from 15% to 18% as far as the eye can see until such time as the feds are comfortable with the deficit reduction needed to pay for these other floods. And we're talking premiums going from $600,000 to $20,000 a year. So this is not, a sleeping pussycat. This is a bloody tiger laying there. So I'm looking forward to working with you to try to, see what we can do as a state to try to, alleviate some of the impacts. Other than that, I don't have much questions for you today.
Thank you.
You just need the solution, right?
I just need the solution.
Senator Hoffman, questions?
No questions.
I was going to ask you what your top three priorities under your tenure, but I'm just going to ask you what your top two are now, because I think I know what your number one is.
At least in this committee.
in this committee, at least in this committee. And Senator Stedman brings out a good point. We have the same issues in Fairbanks, with the flood insurance and the flood maps and whatnot. We just spent, we didn't just spend. We spent millions of dollars building a dam and a dike all the way around Fairbanks, and that's to prevent a flood, but yet you're still paying pretty sizable premiums, and why is that? So anyway, if you got a couple of examples, what's priorities for your administration over there, that'd be good.
Thank you, Chairman Bishop. The reason that I agreed to the governor's invitation to join his administration was really because of a level of frustration and concern that I had about the state's long-term economic outlook. That really is my highest priority, and one of the things that I am going to be focused on is trying to help both educate and communicate with the public in this state, both organizations and communities, and communicate also with the legislature about the need really to, and I know that all of you are aware of it, the need to come together to focus on long-term economic opportunities. And in order to do that, I think that we need to have a responsible fiscal plan and talk about the need for it in terms of how it sets us up to take advantage of the tremendous economic opportunities we have in this state. We have incredible natural resources, you all know. In order to take advantage of them and encourage investment in Alaska, we need a stable fiscal foundation. We don't currently have that, and it is causing a great deal of consternation. So that really is the reason that I took it. I was frustrated at the local level with seeing some of the impacts, because we're indelibly tied to appropriations from the state to our local communities. And looking at my own personal and family investments in business in Alaska, I have a significant concern that we are mired in an economic recession, and we're going to remain in a stagnant situation until we step up to the plate and agree upon where we want to get in the long term. And I know that there are difficult choices, difficult decisions, and it's often driven by rhetoric, sometimes rhetoric during campaign or vilifying one entity or another or group, whether it's public employees or state government or the bureaucracy or too many regulations, and we end up vilifying and focusing instead on the things that divide us instead of the things that we can agree on. And I think that everybody wants a strong economy in Alaska, both in the short term and long term, and so I'm going to try to craft my discussion and presentations in that line. That really is my highest priority, and why I took the job as commissioner.
Thank you. Seeing no other questions, we're going to open public testimony. Anybody in the room like to testify? Seeing nobody online, we're closing public testimony. Any further discussion? Committee members, seeing none, I would entertain a motion to on Commissioner Designee Navarre's name to the joint session for consideration. Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we move Mr. Navarre's name on to the next committee referral for his appointment.
Seeing no objections, we will take a brief at ease while we sign the committee sheet. No way does this reflect our yes or no vote on this confirmation as it goes to the joint session. Order. Our next item of business is Senate Bill 180, which I understand Commissioner Navarro will introduce to us. So if you want to bring yourself up, Commissioner, and if you want to bring anybody else with you, if you need them, lifelines, size.
I believe, thank you.
You're good to go?
Chairman Bishop, Mike Navarro, Commissioner Designee for the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. I believe we have someone online from Anchorage, but I will address Senate Bill 180 and the reason that it's before you. This was actually recommended by our recently retired director of the Division of Banking and Securities. It is an obsolete law. It was crafted and put in statute in 1968 in a time when it was designed as a consumer protection for mostly, I think, for developers coming to Alaska and taking advantage of a sometimes lack of sophistication by consumers in Alaska. And it is obsolete. It hasn't been used since 2000, or we haven't had any filings since 2000. And the consumer protection in real estate law and regulations in Alaska has significantly changed since then. And so that the protections that were provided for in this original legislation are no longer necessary, and they're not used, and most people aren't even aware that they're on the books. At the time it was adopted, it was a uniform law that was recommended. Only 9 states ever adopted it, and it was recommended that it be withdrawn by the National Conference of Commissioners of Uniform State Laws in 2012 as obsolete. And so in the course of looking at some of our statutes and our statute books and ever-growing, the director identified this as an area that we could actually eliminate some laws that are on the books that are no longer being used.
Okay. Would you like to walk us through a brief sectional, or does committee members want that, or we just – okay. Questions from committee members? Okay. Public testimony. So we're going to open public testimony. The only person I have online is for questions only, and that's Barbara Reed for the Banking and Securities Banking and Securities Division Manager in Anchorage, or in Juneau, excuse me. Has anybody got questions? Pretty straightforward cleanup bill. And it's interesting to note that only 9 states ever adopted this. Right. Okay. And we've been since 2012 trying to get rid of it. Maybe we can help you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it makes sense to remove some language from the statutes, and this is certainly something that would meet that criteria. It was not available for the reviser of statutes. It can't be removed in that way, so it's brought before the legislature for repeal.
It's next committee of referrals, judiciary. So seeing no body online or in the room that wants to testify, I'm closing public testimony. Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move from committee Senate Bill 180, version A.
Thank you.
From committee to the next committee referral with individual recommendations and attached to this one.
Okay, seeing no objections, we'll take a brief at ease. No further business today. Our agenda, this meeting is adjourned at 3:52 p.m. Thank you.